I'm Norman Corwin, and the name of this program is A Foreign Field. The soldier poet Rupert Brooke wrote in a famous poem, "If I should die, think only this of me, that there's some corner of a foreign field that is forever England." The dramatist Norman Katkoff has written a new play about a foreign field that is forever American. And to that corner of the world, we take you in 1 minute from now.
Lady, you gave me $10 too much. You're not your usual self this morning.
I couldn't get to sleep last night.
Well, it happens sometimes. Try Sleepies next time. Works for me.
Sleepies, the only leading sleeping aid with only relaxing ingredients. Sleepies was tested in a hospital. Taken as directed, it relaxes you, helps you get to sleep, so you can wake up your usual self, all rested and refreshed. Sleepies, it works.
Hi, I'm your transmission in your car. Hi, listen, you drive me pretty hard, and that's okay, but could you also take care of me? I mean, if you could just take me to AMCO for a little checkup or maybe a fluid change, I don't want to make trouble, you don't want to be shiftless, do you?
Daly City, you'll find AMCO at 7360 Mission Street in Sunnyvale at 1297 El Camino Real. See yellow pages or white pages for address of nearest AMCO Center.
It's pronounced Reims. You heard them at the hotel.
Then why don't they spell it that way?
Well, why don't we spell Worcester the way we say it? And who cares?
Excuse me. Where do I go to ask direction? Thank you. Nobody here.
Sally? Nobody here.
Good day, madame, monsieur. Oh.
Good day. We're looking for whoever's in charge.
That's I. I am in charge.
Fine. We've come all the way from America. Minnesota.
Nobody asked you. It's our son.
We wrote to Washington, and they said...
Just once. That isn't important.
What's your son's name?
Charles Ross Marshall.
Marshall M. Marshall...
Charles Ross Marshall.
Marshall.
He's here, all right. They wrote me from Washington.
Ah, Charles Ross Marshall.
Right.
Section 12, monsieur. Row H, grave 8.
Thank you.
This way.
Five. Six. Seven.
Neighbors watching.
Excuse me. I don't mean to intrude.
Hey. Reception committee.
I'm sorry.
Well, that's all right. You're not intruding.
Oh, I must have startled you. I take it this is your first visit.
Just arrived. Came all the way from Minnesota. Little Falls, Minnesota. Home of Charles Lindbergh.
Oh, that's so important for the officer to know.
Well, it was Lindbergh's home.
Sure. The Lone Eagle.
You ever been in Little Falls?
No.
Oh, pretty part of the state. I think it's the prettiest. Of course, I could have been prejudiced. I lived there all my life. So is Sal. We were born there.
So was Chuck. He was 19.
I'm so sorry.
Sorry? Well, I suppose there are all kinds of approaches to that.
Beg pardon, ma'am?
You're politely sorry. Well, you couldn't be anything else. It's a little like the undertaker when he says to the customer, I'm so sorry for your loss. He is professionally sorry.
Sally.
Even a stranger can feel genuinely sorry for someone's bereavement.
Of course.
How I hate it. All these young bodies turn to dust. They built a bronze memorial at home with the names of all the boys who'd fallen. That was the final outrage, as though that were important. A big metal meeting place for pigeons. For a long time, I wouldn't pass it. And on Memorial Day, when they had bands and speeches, I shut every window in the house.
Lots of mothers lost boys, Sally. If they all took it the way you do, why wouldn't
I know those men who dressed up in their uniforms.
Sally, this gentleman's...
No, no, how could you feel otherwise? Those men were there. Your boy is here.
But to hate wholesale. I'd never felt that way before.
You've never lost a son before.
You see, he was all we had. And he didn't really have to go. He could have stayed at home. He was asthmatic. They knew that at the draft board. Dr. Knudsen was on the board, and he delivered Chuck. Took care of Chuck from birth. Oh, they gave him a 4F without any question. But Chuck went up to Duluth and enlisted. He said they didn't ask him about his asthma up there, and he didn't tell him. Well, I wasn't going to tell him. Anyway, he wound up in the infantry, 334th. I know it was tough. The infantry, I mean, with his asthma. But he never complained. Moral fortitude, I guess. Anyway, that's what our minister back home called it. Whatever it was, I knew he had it from the time he was a boy. From that summer in the Little Leagues. Well, that's organized baseball for kids.
This is an American uniform, Mr. Marshall.
Oh, of course, yeah. No offense. Anyway, the great thing about the Little Leagues is that any kid who showed up was put on a team, and he played in every game. Even if it was only for one inning. I always loved baseball. Why, I'd chuck out in the back throwing a ball from the day he could walk. The only thing is, I never asked him if he liked it.
Well, didn't he?
Well, that one season, he never took the bat off his shoulder. Stood up at the plate, never swung the bat. Got so even his own teammates would heckle him. I told him, quit. No, he wouldn't.
Is that all you can remember? His baseball?
You really think that's all I can remember?
For a long time, it was impossible to accept... John Moldenhauer, he was our mailman, had been our mailman since Chuck was born. He came up the walk to the house that day, and I saw him stop at the foot of the steps to the porch. He took off his hat. And I knew then
John called me at the store. He stayed with Sally until I got home.
That night, I wanted to smash everything in Chuck's room. But I didn't. I couldn't. We haven't changed anything. His library card is still in the corner of the mirror.
He was a great reader. Funny when you come to think of it, because I wasn't much in that department. But Chuck...
He was the only boy in Little Falls who was allowed in the state teacher's library. You see, he'd gone through everything in the town library.
Every Friday afternoon, rain or shine, he'd stop on his way home from school and load up with books. I've seen him come down the street with a load when it was way below zero.
But he wasn't a bookworm. He had many, many interests.
Why, he was about the most interested kid who ever lived. Why, he wanted to know about everything.
You really had to know him to understand.
I did know him. Charles Ross Marshall. I was his commanding officer.
What were coincidences? What luck?
Luck!
After 25 years, after all those letters I wrote, trying to find out...
Find out what, Mr. Marshall?
Major, what happened? How did our boy die?
Special today, Mrs. Hooper. Nice, plump fryers.
Oh, Henry says my chicken tastes a little greasy.
That's because you fry it.
Yeah, well, what do you do with a fryer?
Shake and bake. Just shake and bake. Your chicken's crisp and tender like fried, but not as greasy as fried. Because it isn't fried. You can even taste the difference.
Henry will be so pleased.
Starting tonight, shake and bake. It's better than frying.
No headache is going to make me shout at my husband.
When headache pain and the tension it can build bring out the worst in you, take Anacin. Anacin has more of the pain reliever doctors recommend most than any other leading tablet. Anacin helps the best of you come through.
My headache's gone, and so is its tension.
Feeling better, honey?
Anacin did it again.
Relieves headache pain, and so its tension. Anacin helps the best of you come through.
For money-saving buys in lawnmowers, it's White Front. Choose from the largest selection of real, hand, electric, and power mowers, priced to fit every budget. Now, this seal of approval on your power mower from White Front means it's been designed for greatest operator protection. Features like extra-long safety handle, rear drag safety plate, and new directional discharge chute. So, when you think of easy lawn care, think of White Front.
How many kinds of Safeway's own bread are there? Well, there's Safeway's wonderful premium bread, the ever-popular Safeway home-style bread with a great country flavor, the many varieties of Safeway's own Mrs. Wright's, and a world of Skylark, another Safeway brand. Every possible variety, all baked to perfection, including Skylark black bread that is irresistible. Be sure to take a good look at the bread counter next time you shop Safeway. Another proof that Safeway offers you more. Because Safeway has more to offer.
Your son died in battle, Mr. Marshall.
I know that.
No doubt you got the official details.
Killed in action. That told us nothing.
That isn't enough for my husband. It hasn't been for 25 years.
Are you finished or are you going on? Are you going to tell him I'm a Babbitt, that I'm unfeeling?
I never use those words.
Chuck was all I had. We had. When he died, there was nothing left. Nothing left to hang on to. Only the questions about him, which no one could answer.
Questions?
I'm entitled to know. He was my son, too.
He was killed in action, Mr. Marshall.
I've waited 25 years to find out, and now... I'm afraid to ask. You saw it.
Yeah, I was there. And your son got the bat off his shoulder. Nobody had occasion to heckle him.
Sal.
Hallelujah.
Have some respect for the Major, even if you have none for me. Please, tell me what happened. The circumstances. Did it accomplish anything?
Look, why don't we go inside and join your wife?
To know, or I'll never be at peace. I haven't been since the day I found out he was killed. How did he die?
Well, you'll remember that in 1944, the Nazis made a last desperate thrust, one big push, trying to stave off defeat. And our battalion was part of the 334th Infantry Regiment.
As I remember it, Chuck was sent from the States to some place in Holland.
Yeah, that's right. A REPL depot, a replacement depot. Because we'd suffered deep losses, we called for replacements, and your son was in that group.
So it was his first time in action?
Yeah. Now, German panzers came down from the north, and at the same time, they moved an entire army up from the southeast, and within 24 hours, we were completely cut off, in danger of annihilation. Well, my only thought was to get my men out. I needed reinforcements, but we had no communication. So I had to get word through to regimental headquarters. And to do that, I needed a squad, some of whom I hoped might make it through the German lines.
And Chuck was picked.
Oh, no. No, he volunteered.
Chuck volunteered?
Yeah. Your son was the first man to step forward. Well, the squad went out that night, and we dug in, and then the Germans threw just about everything at us, and I felt quite sure the whole squad had been wiped out.
And that's when it happened.
No. He got through. He saved the battalion.
Then when was he killed?
After all that, he insisted on rejoining his company with a counterattack.
Seems to me that Chuck was... I suppose you could call him a hero.
I think he was the bravest man I ever knew.
I think he deserved a medal for what he did. Sal, he did deserve a medal.
Yeah, you're quite right. In fact, I wrote out a commendation myself, but next day we were moved forward, and I guess somehow in the dash to the Rhine...
Major, you'll never know how grateful I am. Thank you. Thank you.
Sal?
Do you think I really care whether Chuck was a hero or how he died, running or walking, backward or forward? Don't include me in your celebration.
We better go along.
No. I'm not ready to go along.
We've kept the Major long enough.
Have we kept you too long, Major?
I'm at your service, Mrs. Marshall.
Then tell me why Chuck died.
Sally, you heard the Major. Chuck volunteered for this...
That was how he died. I want to know why.
I'm not sure I understand.
Major, a 19-year-old boy was ready to start his life, and it was ended for him. His one chance of existence on this planet was taken away. What was the purpose of that sacrifice? Chuck was sacrificed. What for?
Mrs. Marshall, the whole world was threatened with tyranny.
Major, the whole world is still threatened with tyranny.
You want to believe that your son died in vain? I can't believe that.
Then tell me why he died.
He died so that men could remain free and at peace.
Are men free and at peace? We're still at war. Since Chuck died, that bronze plaque at home has had to be extended twice. First for the Korean War, now for the Vietnam War. Pretty soon they'll have to extend it again or build it right out over Main Street. And I'm only talking about the United States. And only since Chuck died. There is war everywhere.
We're talking about the war that your son fought in.
Is there a difference between the death of my son in Europe and the death of my neighbor's son, Joe Gonzalez, in Vietnam?
Yes. I think there is.
You want to know what the difference is, Major? The difference is 25 years, that's all.
No, Mrs. Marshall, the difference is something much more than that. Now, you told me yourselves that Chuck didn't have to go to war. His draft board deferred him. But he went up to Duluth and enlisted. Why? Because he believed that war was worth fighting for and worth dying for.
But what did he prove?
He proved that men will not be enslaved, that they will fight for the right to live without fear.
But the fear still remains.
Not that fear. That tyrant was beaten. Hitler lost. And your son contributed to that defeat.
That's why my son died.
I believe it.
Major, we arrived in Paris 2 days ago. We came here from Paris by train. In those 48 hours, I've seen American sailors and American soldiers here in Europe and American warplanes.
Part of our European forces.
But you say that Hitler lost. Then what have we won? And why must they stay here?
For peace.
Peace? How can you equate guns with peace?
If we don't have those guns, some of our neighbors might move against us.
Major, I have neighbors. Mrs. Lundin on the right has been my neighbor for 17 years. On the left, the Gonzalez family has been my neighbor since we moved in. Mr. Gonzalez was playing the guitar the day we moved in. He is still playing it. Mr. Richardson across the street plays the harmonica. Mr. Richardson and Mr. Ostrogan have guns. They hunt pheasant together. And they have never moved against me.
But you're just talking about people.
And you?
The world, Mrs. Marshall, is made up of nations.
Not people.
Sally.
Major.
You're just being simplistic, Mrs. Marshall. The world is much more complicated than you make it out to be.
Well, I suppose I'm just a naive, simplistic lady from rural America. A rustic, really, in a sophisticated world where reasons for dying are always complicated. Goodbye, Major.
Now, Mrs. Marshall. Your son's death was worthwhile. It was a noble death. He died for a noble cause.
Deep down, Major, I'm sure she agrees with you. It's just the shock that's upset her. After all these years.
I did know him. David Russell. I was his commanding officer.
Well, imagine meeting you after all these years.
Did you really get a chance to meet our boy, Shorty?
Oh, none of us ever called him Shorty. He stood big with us.
He was very proud of being in the engineers.
Yeah, he wrote us that the 29 had to be the greatest soldier in the world.
And it was. I can vouch for that.
I'm sorry. I wanted to thank you.
Oh, no, there's no need.
May I speak to you privately just for a moment?
Yes, of course.
I understand what you're doing now, Major. You're very thoughtful, very kind. But why? Why vindicate the past? Is it to lighten by an ounce the grief that's carried by those who've lost sons, brothers, husbands?
Yes, even by an ounce.
You are kind. But, Major, oh, how good it would be if instead of trying to ennoble a ghastly past, which is forever out of our hands, we could do something to make for a decent future. A future that it's still possible to do something about.
Yes, I know what you mean.
It strikes me that the world could use your kind of compassion for the boys who are still alive. That's really all I came back to say. Forgive me for intruding.
Grasslands in West Africa, south of the Sahara. It is bisected by the Niger River as it flows north towards Timbuktu and again as it turns south to the Atlantic Ocean. The colorful horses and riders during a celebration of the 10th anniversary of the independence of the Niger Republic can only suggest the medieval, perhaps the Knights of the Round Table or Sir Lancelot. Timbuktu is the heart of West Africa, and the Niger is the ascending and descending aorta. Goods and people move in both directions on the only roadway they have, the river.
Follow the bend of the River Niger Wednesday night at 10 on Black African Heritage.